This is KCUR 89.3. 5 days after he was inaugurated as president, Donald Trump issued an executive order cracking down on illegal immigration. It included money for tighter security at the border, plans for a border wall with Mexico, and tougher standards for allowing people to become U.S. citizens. These changes have added to an already clogged docket of people facing deportation. As the Justice Department pushes to move cases more quickly, immigration attorneys and advocates worry that the new policies will run roughshod over migrant rights. KCUR's Laura Ziegler reports.
Darwin Rivas arrived in the United States in March of 2016 from Honduras. He now lives with his mother and sister in mid-Missouri, where we reached him by phone. Honduras has one of the highest murder rates in the world, and Rivas says he's been targeted multiple times by violent gangs.
I was studying. I was assaulted many times by gangs. I wanted my mom to send for me.
He crossed into the United States illegally and was detained, but later released by immigration authorities. They told him to show up at immigration court in Kansas City. Like more than half of those facing immigration judges, Rivas couldn't afford an attorney.
I never really understood. I only do now because I have a lawyer.
Rivas had a police report to prove he'd gone to Honduran authorities after he was threatened by gangs. He says the judge never asked him for the evidence, so he didn't present it. After several hearings, his asylum request was denied. Facing deportation, he saved up money to hire a lawyer to appeal. The immigration court where Rivas's case was heard is in a Kansas City office building in Crown Center, about 2 hours from where he lives. On a recent morning, the small lobby there is packed with people also facing removal. Security guards usher mothers and children and couples and individuals through a metal detector. A handful of lawyers, easily identified by their dress, escort their clients into tiny courtrooms. You're not allowed to record in the courtroom. But if you could, you'd hear Judge Jamie Salinardi whipping through a docket of removal hearings. Please state your name, the judge asks for the record. Is Spanish your first language? If so, he says, a translator will be provided. He verifies a few facts about the case. Will you be available on August 18th, 2021? These are hearings for people in court for the very first time. Each case is postponed, and each case lasts just a few minutes. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, speaking at the U.S.-Mexican border last spring, said immigration proposals will now emphasize enforcement and existing laws.
This is a new era. This is the Trump era.
For many in immigration court, the stakes couldn't be higher, but more and more of them are being pushed through what seems like an assembly line process. Like Rivas, many can't afford an attorney or don't have time to find one. Pro bono lawyers are maxed out. Immigration court cases nationwide jumped by over 100,000 in 2017, from roughly 516,000 to 629,000, according to TRAC, a data research group at Syracuse University. And now that prosecutors and courts can no longer put off prosecuting less urgent cases, and law enforcement authorities are making more arrests, immigration lawyers worry that non-citizens' rights are being trampled. Ginevra Alberti is one of a handful of pro bono immigration attorneys in the Kansas City area.
Due process is apparently not really a concern of the Trump administration's.
Alberti herself is handling 175 cases right now.
If they're not being given due process of law, then they're not being given an opportunity to really, a meaningful opportunity to present their cases and potentially stay here in the United States.
Justice Department spokesman Devin O'Malley says the administration inherited massive caseloads. In an email, he explained that the administration is, quote, changing policies that lead to inefficiencies and waste. Bradley Jenkins of the Catholic Legal Immigration Network says the Trump administration's immigration policies can't help but add to already clogged dockets.
Many conscientious judges are very worried about getting it right, and they're very afraid that they're getting it wrong when unrepresented people are appearing in front of them and these pressures to get through the case are increased.
Retired immigration judge John O'Malley says the Constitution does not specifically address immigration issues, but it does hold out certain promises.
And that includes, of course, always due process, which means simply the right to know what you've been charged with and then the right to come in and defend yourself.
With the heightened pressure to move cases through the pipeline, The question is whether it's possible for the United States to ensure those promises are kept. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Ziegler.